Yeah, we know we have the tape in. Yeah, now everybody else does too. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart in with Rachel Martin, and our producers Ian and Dan are in the studio.
Blabbers
in case
here.
You hadn't noticed.
Still waking up. Yeah.
This is the part of the show when we take a look at what critical mass online, the most emailed, most viewed, most commented stories on the web. We call it the most. And I'm going first today.
Do it.
I love the story. I've been trying to actually reach the subject of this story. I have her email address, but she's been a little busy because she's been competing in the Miss America pageant. The most viewed story at CNN.com is the number one story, Miss Michigan takes top tiara in jazzed up pageant. Now, nothing at Miss Michigan, but I'm not really that interested in her. I'm interested in Miss Utah. Now,
why?
Miss Utah has served in Afghanistan. She was a combat medic. If she had won, she would have been the first Miss America to have actually served in a war zone.
Do we know if she's the first contestant?
I don't know if she's the first contestant or not.
It's still totally hardcore. She's awesome.
She's in the Utah National Guard. She served a tour of duty in Afghanistan. And the best thing is when she was actually told that she hadn't made it to the finals. She's also the only contestant who wore a one piece, by the way. She's a tomboy.
Was it camo?
It was not camo. But when she found out that she hadn't won, she dropped and gave him 20.
Do you think that was scripted? Or did she really just feel the need?
I don't know. So we have a little sound from her describing how she got involved in pageants in the first place. This is from an Army video when she talked about entering her first pageant at Southern Utah University.
I showed up to my first workshop, hat backwards, just coming from the gym, and all these girls, there was like 30 other girls in business suits and just beautiful, and I walked out. I was like, there is no way I'm doing this. And one of my friends dragged me back in and said, if I'm doing it, you're doing it. And I love the challenge of it because it's difficult being a lady.
So, How come she didn't win?
I tell you, I'm obsessed with her.
What do you have to do?
I don't care even if it's next week. We're getting Miss Utah on the phone. I really want to talk to her. I think she's my hero
today. What's her talent? Do we know what her talent
is? Jill Stevens. I don't know, but her
squat thrusts.
Squat thrusts. Yeah. Exactly.
Firearms. What do you think?
Bench pressing Miss Arkansas. Okay, Rachel, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about, it's more depressing news about America because our cities are apparently not very livable. The EIU, that is European, no, it's not, I'm sorry, it's the Economist Intelligence Unit, did this big survey about the best 127 cities to live in. I don't know why 127 was the number they decided to assess, but they did the study based on personal risk, infrastructure, and the availability of goods and services, and all the top cities are not in our country. They're all in Canada, Australia, and Western Europe, and Vancouver takes the top spot. It's very safe. I don't know if you've ever been to Vancouver. It's very nice. You can get a whole lot of different cuisines. It's also kind of boring, but I guess that doesn't really matter. And the other top cities like Geneva, Vienna. I'm sorry, but these cities, they're just not very exciting.
Yeah, I've been to Vienna. I mean, come on, people.
Vienna? I mean, you're not going to get mugged there. I mean, it's about the risk of terrorist attacks. I think that's also something they were assessing. L.A. was one of their cities that at least made the study, but we were number 10, ranking...
I don't even know where to begin on the thing.
Wait,
L.A. is the highest ranked American city?
Yeah.
I dismissed the entire thing out of hand.
Well, that's my story.
Dan, I want to hear your story.
All right. We got an interesting one.
What's the headline?
Comes from my wife's hometown, most emailed newsday.com. Comac restaurant's pricing policy draws fire. All-you-can-eat sushi restaurant on Long Island. They used to have half price for children under a certain age, and apparently they ran into some trouble with parents skewing their children's ages to save some money. At least the restaurateurs were suspicious that there had been some skewing, so they instituted a new policy based on height instead of on stated age. So they actually have a giraffe with different lines in it, and if your kid is between 3.5 feet and 4.5 feet tall, you pay half price. But over 4.5 feet, full price for you.
But people aren't 8 feet tall. If it's four feet half.
Well, there's a logical thought.
Yeah.
What if you're a very rotund, small person?
Well, that's why I'm going to stunt my children's growth.
Girth.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, this is why I'm going to breed my children to be never taller than 4.5 feet. Because, man, we're going to save a lot of money at the all-you-can-eat sushi buffet.
The opposite
on
of
free
the Bobby
sushi.
Brady thing.
Right.
Peter Brady.
But there's a very displeased parent, a mother here in this article, who stormed out of the restaurant when they wouldn't give her daughter the half-price option, even though her daughter's over the height limit, but very skinny and, quote, eats like a bird, according to her mother. Her mother says she doesn't even like sushi. So I'm not quite sure why they're there.
They brought her.
But she's got tall kids, so she's going to have to pay full price, I'm afraid.
Such is life.
Ian, what's up?
All right. This was most emailed a few places, MSNBC among them. And as we already know, we have a little tape. First of all, before we get to the story, anybody remember this?
Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb. That's because you know it'll stick. You're full of it. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Like double dog dare ya.
Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, gosh.
I watched that movie like 150 times when I was a kid because it was always on TBS.
I know. I love that movie. Christmas Story.
So a couple kids in Indiana decided to test if this was real or not. Gavin Dempsey says, I decided to try it because I thought all of the TV shows were lies. Turns out I was wrong. They stuck their tongues to the flagpole.
This will only end in tears.
Yeah. Well, actually, it actually turns out okay. The other kid, James, after they finally got their tongues off of the frozen flagpole, quote, he plans to eat a lot of ice cream to help nurse the wound.
Aww.
And I love, the nurse asked them, okay, who double dog dared who?
All right, Corby, you need to finish up for us in 30 seconds.
One of the most emailed stories on the Los Angeles Times webpage, this is charming. The LA Phil has a new violinist, 20-year-old Robert Gupta. He won his place fair and square. He beat out hundreds of other applicants for the job. You got to remember, this kid had just completed his master's degree in music at the age of 19. At 17, he got his bachelor's degree in pre-med when he was 6. He nailed a violin audition for the pre-college program at the Juilliard School. The LA columnist says he wants to throw himself in front of a moving truck when he thinks about him.
Aww. I want no more stories on overachieving people.
Teacher.
All right. Grumble, grumble, growl, growl. That's the end of the most.
Like a loser.
We're all losers. NPR.org/Brian. Fine.